With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. In some ways, the recent scandal over lead in drinking water in Flint, Michigan was unique. An appointee of Republican Governor Rick Snyder wanted to cut costs. So he switched from a clean and reliable source of drinking water, Lake Huron, to the more corrosive waters of the Flint River. This damaged the pipes, releasing toxic metal particles from old lead water lines and plumbing in homes. Both the state and city then failed to add a required corrosion-inhibiting chemical that could have easily and cheaply prevented what has become a national tragedy, the potential brain damage to thousands of children. But in another way, the Flint story hints at a much broader problem with drinking water testing across the U.S. As many as 96 million people live in cities and towns that still have old lead water pipes, and they may be consuming water with unhealthy levels of lead without knowing it, according to an article in the Journal of the American Water Works Association. Why? Because their state and local governments are not as vigorous as they could be in the methods they use to sample for lead. Yana Lambrinidou is an adjunct professor at Virginia Tech.
The testing protocol that is required by the lead and copper rule does not capture the water that has had prolonged contact with the lead service line. And so it really misses water that we use on a daily basis to drink and cook with, and that is very likely to have extremely high levels of lead.
Beyond Flint, there are hundreds of places, including Philadelphia, Boston, Milwaukee, Denver, and Chicago, that still have lead pipes carrying water. According to the Maryland Department of the Environment, the two largest water systems in this state, Baltimore and the Washington Suburban Sanitary Commission, do not have lead service lines. Some older towns in Maryland have lead service lines, but the state agency says they are currently not exceeding EPA's advised action levels for lead. Baltimore's most recent tests for lead in water in 2012 did not show any of 52 homes tested violating EPA's action level. Yana Lambrinidou said that in Flint, Philadelphia, and other cities, authorities game the testing system by instructing people to run their water a few minutes before testing, which gives a false test result because it flushes out lead in the water that people might actually be drinking. In some locations, authorities instruct people to dismantle their faucets to remove aerators, filter-like devices that often accumulate lead and release it into people's water before testing. The Maryland Department of the Environment said in a written statement that it is more vigilant and does not approve of what some consider deceptive testing practices. Why do some municipalities test in ways that lowball the results? Lambrinidou says governments have a financial incentive. If lead tests show high results, federal regulations can require cities and towns to spend billions of dollars replacing old lead pipes. Ana Navas-Acien is an associate professor at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. She said she does not believe municipalities are intentionally trying to manipulate testing to save money.
People just say, okay, let's do it in this way that we've always been doing it. The results look good, and we feel that the population is protected in this manner. But that as we are learning and being aware of these problems that are arising, so I think it's good time for us to reevaluate those methods that we've been using.
In other words, she's saying the drinking water crisis in Flint should be a useful alarm to convince governments everywhere to make their testing more rigorous and accurate. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project.